Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Zombies!
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. It's great to be back in this wonderful room again. I think we've been here 2 or 3 times before. We're always at a gas room playing it. Thanks so much for coming to see us tonight. Yeah. The song has been playing for over 50 years! And tonight we're going to take you on a sort of a musical journey over those 50 years. We're going to play some quite well-known songs, and we're going to play some fairly obscure tunes as well. But all the songs we play tonight have got a connection to us one way or the other. We'll try and explain as we go through. This next song was actually written by the original bass player in the Zombies, Chris White. And in our wisdom, the Zombies put this on the B-side of a single. Remember what singles were? It's on the B-side of the single. And a Canadian group called People put this same zombie song on an A-side. And it went to number 3 in the bloody charts. Did we care? Yes, we did. I love you.
Thank you. You know, we, as you can obviously see, and which you will see throughout the evening, we really do love, just as much as we ever did, playing all the old stuff, things like She's Not There, things like Time of the Season, things like Tell Her No, you know, all those things, the Odyssey and Oracle tracks that we're going to play for you, but always within the context of knowing that we can excite ourselves by continuing to write, record, and play in front of great guys like you, new stuff as well. That's where we get our energy from. But you know, we had a fantastic thing about 3 years ago when our last album, Still Got That Hunger, came out. Because we were on tour in the States and we had a phone call from Billboard magazine. And they said, we just wanted to call you and tell you that for the first time in 50 years as the Zombies, you have an album in the top 100 album sales charts. And you know, that's such a buzz, and when you hear something that you've just written and recorded, I don't know, being played on SiriusXM or whatever, so we would just like to play two tracks from that particular album for you now. And I just have to say as well that in the soundcheck this evening, we were rehearsing two brand new songs that we're about to put on a new album that we're going to record when we get back. And we might try out one of those on you later this evening as well. But anyway, these are two from Still Got That Hunger. The first one was a song which Lynyrd Skynyrd chose as, in inverted commas, his coolest song in the world. and then and that one's called Moving On, and we're going to follow that with Edge of the Rainbow. I hope you enjoy those two. Here we go.
Yeah.
very much. Well, from a song that we actually did on our first album in 1964, we actually copied the Miracles live version, where they combined, really got hold of me with the Sam Cooke song, Bringing On Home. From that to the song that we were just rehearsing at Soundcheck today, which we're going to try out on new. This is...
Sorry.
Did I skip a song? No. There's one here I don't recognise. Sorry, Colin.
There's probably one that we're supposed to play.
Okay, over to you then. Yeah. Try and get
to it.
Do you know, when you get old, your eyesight goes. You kind of rock and roll, your hearing goes. You know, you go, okay.
I didn't know whether to say something or not. This song that we're going to do now, that we weren't going to do a few minutes ago, is a song that, see, sometimes when we're not playing together, we often do things with other people. And I've recorded a lot with the Alan Parsons Project. Everyone know the Alan Parsons Project? So we're going to do one of those tunes now. Alan was an assistant engineer when we were recording Odyssey and Oregon on Abbey Road. That's when we met him. He was a young guy just helping out with the main engineers. And we just got talking, and gradually he got this idea of doing a project. I can't even know how to bring it. Of doing a project where the producer is the central figure, and he just asks his mates to come and have a sing. And so that's what I did on about five or six of his albums. And the one we're going to feature now is from an album called Eye in the Sky. And the track that I sang on that album is called Old and Wise. As far as my eyes can see, there are shadows approaching.
Oh,
And we're going to play it for you tonight, and this is going to be a track on their new album. We only play one of the two songs that we were rehearsing at Soundjet for the new album, but we thought we would do this one for you. I hope you like this. It's called Merry Go Round.
Oh,
Oh, thank you very much. Well, from that all the way back to 1967, when we made an album called Odyssey and Oracle. And this album has a very strange story to it, because even though On the Album was the biggest hit single we ever had around the world, number one in almost every country in the world, in fact, it was number one 50 years ago to the day Cashbox published the chart, 50 years ago to the day when we were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. But in spite of that, the album wasn't successful really at the time. And then, about 10 years later, it started to sell, just very gradually. People like Paul Weller in the UK, people like Tom Petty over here, people like Dave Grohl, many emerging independent bands started to say it was their favourite album of all time. It made the top 100 of the 500 top albums of all time in Rolling Stone magazine. It sells more every year now than it did when it first came out. So we would love to just do a little mini set of four songs from the Odyssey and Oracle. And we're going to start with the first track on side one. And this is the track that Dave Grohl, on a Scandinavian TV program, said it was a song which changed his life. And this is called Care of Cell 44.
Thank you.
It took a long time.
Instead of Odyssey and Oracle. That was a Chris White song that we just heard. Now two more of mine. First one is the one they let me sing on the album called I Want Her, She Wants Me, and then Time of the Season. Thinking on my mind. Before that, actually, the original incarnation of the Zombies had split up. And Chris White and I went away and formed another band. Chris was a silent member in that band, actually. He didn't want to play bass anymore. And the band was called Argent. And Chris became a co-writer with me and a co-producer, and we made a record called Hold Your Head Up, which we loved to do. Now, the thing is, it's fantastic when you all join the chorus of this. It's really great, and it raises the roof. But you've got to sing the right words. Because actually, believe it or not, the right words are not hold your head up, whoa, which is what everybody sings. It's in the chorus, it's Hold Your Head Up, Woman. So if you're going to sing with this, it'd be great if you sing that and raise the roof. Here we go with Hold Your Head Up.
Two, three. told you the last song tonight, we have to introduce you to the wonderful Mr. Tom Tooley on guitar. Fantastic Mr. Steve Crawford on the drums. And the wonderful bass player of Soren Kopp on bass.
Ladies and gentlemen, 50 years in business and still rocking and rolling. Give up for Colin Blumstein and Rod Argent.
We're going to finish with the very first song we ever recorded, almost the first song I wrote. It's called She's Not There.
I'm not afraid to die. arranged, recorded by Argent. This is an Argent song, one of the great rock ballads of all time. God gave rock and roll to you! God gave rock and roll to you, gave rock and roll to you, put it in the soul of everyone. God gave rock and roll to you, gave rock and roll to you, save rock and roll.